by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Tuesday at 9 a.m. Wow, we've already got two calls loaded up. This is going to be a busy show.
Good.
It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Hold on. Caller, wait. I can't answer the phone right now. I've got another one on the line, so just we'll get to him when we can. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola, 9 a.m. on Tuesday, so it's time for Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts, 850-437-1620. We already got one caller waiting, and another one's trying to call in. We've got a couple texts already in here. Wow, this is going to be a busy morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the call. Calls and the text.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
This is great.
All right. Do you want to go ahead and get to our first call?
Oh, you bet. Let's do it.
All right. So we have Dan on the phone. Dan, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. What's your question today?
Okay, Mike, at our church, we have two trees. They look like crepe myrtles, but I took a picture of this the other day, and it says it's a blue sandalwood. And I've been told that, of course, it's not blooming right now, but they look like crepe myrtles. But they have very few blooms, and when they do bloom, it's a light blue. And the other part of my question is, when and what do you use to fertilize crepe myrtles with?
Sandalwood. Yeah, well, here's what I would do. If you're going to do some fertilization, I would just use a good lawn fertilizer will work. With a 16-4-8, get a little nitrogen on there, phosphate, potash, and that would be fine. One thing you need to do, though, is just not get that fertilizer and put it right next to the trunk of the tree. You need to go out to the drip line, no matter how big it is,
right.
Even if it's a huge tree, go out to the drip line and be sure you're fertilizing out there. That's kind of where the feeder roots are. They're going to take in those nutrients. So that's what I would do. And I would not hesitate to do it right now. I think it's a good idea. If you can get enough water to it, water in the fertilizer that you're putting out there.
What about the blue sandalwood? I mean, it looks like a crepe myrtle. It sheds its bark like a crepe myrtle, but picture this says it's not a crepe myrtle. I didn't take a picture of the leaves.
Well, we never dispute what picture this says, no doubt about it.
The internet is always right.
The internet is always right. What I would do is treat it exactly like that crepe myrtle, exactly like the crepe myrtle. And I'm going to take a step back also, be it a crepe myrtle or whatever picture this is saying that it is, when it comes to fertilizing in the spring, be so careful about not putting any kind of weed killer under the drip line and even off the drip line some areas, because you can do some grave damage there. So be real careful about that, especially in what it sounds like a church or a commercial environment. Whoever's doing the fertilization or the weed killing, be sure they stay away from those trees.
Well, it's got like a 24 8 or 18 inch or 24 inch mulch bed around, and then the rest of it's grass all around there. So
that's okay.
Put in the
that's,
grass
that's okay. That, that's an awfully small bed, considering if the how tall is the tree?
Oh, probably 15 feet. It's a good shade tree.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go out into the grass with your fertilizer. That won't hurt anything. You just don't want to put your weed killer in that area.
Right. 16-4-8. Okay.
That's perfect. Exactly.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Dan, let me, you call our show periodically. I just want to thank you for that. Your questions are always right on, and we appreciate your participation. We really do.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you being there. Yep. I've been following you for years, even when you had your nursery service and everything. I used to visit you a lot.
I was a young kid then.
Still are.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One other question I had. Who was the mayor that decided to do the crepe myrtles all over Pensacola? I was trying to remember the other day.
That wasn't the mayor. That was, it was a fella, and he was in the banking. He had been in the legislature before, and he'd been the mayor, and he was going to make the crepe myrtle capital of the South, and did a darn good job of it, too. He really did. I can't remember the name. Before the show's over, it'll come to me. But, yes, I appreciate you remembering that.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan. All right. 850-437-1620. Call or text the show. I'm trying to look up who. Let me see. Mayor Briggs.
Warren Briggs.
Warren Briggs served as. He was mayor from 77 to 79.
He's in the legislature. Hey. Good job, Jim.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Job.
Hey, yeah, I can multitask.
You're better than on the research department.
We don't have one today, so that,
we don't, so you're right. It.
Yeah, exactly.
Warren Briggs, good guy, too. He was a great, great citizen of Pensacola.
All right.
Did a good job.
And I'm going to go into this one blind here. Hopefully we'll be all right. Next caller, you're up. Are you with us here on the line?
Hey, yes, sir. Good morning, y'all. This is Sam, I had a question about a bottle brush tree.
Yes, sir.
Interesting story. I have a bottle brush tree. It's probably about 8-10 foot tall now, and it never would bloom. And I ran into this Russian guy, and he said stick a rusty nail in it. So I did it last year, and the thing bloomed. blew my mind. so the nail is gone and it hasn't bloomed this year, and I went in the garage and I found a couple old screws, rusty screws as nails. I put them in the base. Y'all, last week I got a bloom on it.
Is there
any truth to this?
Well, I'd be quite frank with you, I don't really think so. However, now, as I look out the window of the studio, there is a great, it's large, it's probably about 8 feet tall, bottle brush right outside the window. And I look at it every show to wait for it to bloom. And I'm looking at it right now, and it's got one scrawny bloom on it. So here's what we need, Sam. We need you to bring some of your rusty nails over here to the studio, and Jake and I'll go out there and take care of business on that. You know, it may do a little bit of good, but I don't really think so. I think just some good blooming plant fertilizer around it will help. And sometimes those bottle brush kind of have a mind of their own. They kind of bloom during the summer when they want to. So, but whatever. I always say, if you put the nail in there and it worked for you, keep doing it. Just don't put too many
in
there.
Well, I thought this guy's pulling my leg, but then the darn thing bloomed. So I wanted to ask you, but you've answered my question.
Probably put a little iron. You put a little iron in the system. I don't think that'd be the only strategy I would use to make it bloom. But Sam, great call. Thank you very much.
Hey, Sam, before you go, looking on the internet here, of course, this is just a quick dive. There's two schools of thought. One is that if you do put the nail in there, it raises the pH. If there's an iron deficiency, sometimes it can help with that. Other people are saying, no, it's just the plant thinks that there's a problem, so it's going to go ahead and produce fruit because it thinks it's going to die from a nail being stuck into it. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know, man.
But I'm not sure I'll buy it.
But if it's working, go for it. Hey,
I was going to say, if it works for you, do it. But we'll keep a close eye. But we ought to say this. We should say this because maybe some people listening may not know what a bottle brush tree is. It's a shrub, and, of course, it sends out those, I won't call them a spike, but it looks like a brush you would clean a test tube out with. That's why they call it a bottle brush. And it's red. They're red. So it's a great plant and should be used more here in Pensacola. Very cold tolerant, good color. Nice foliage. Good tree. Yep. So get your nails out and go for it.
Yeah. All right, Sam. Thank you so much. I got. Go ahead. I've already got another caller right behind that. Caller, are you there? Real quick.
I'm here. Is this me?
Yeah, it's you. What's your question this morning?
Okay. Hey. Well, I've got. I'm kind of have things related to both Dan and Sam. I've got a loquat tree in my backyard that a significant other planted about 7 years ago. Nothing's ever happened until this year. We took some of this fertilizer, that's for sago palms and different things like that, and just sprinkled some around it. My significant other did, and lo and behold, we had two little clumps of loquats finally grow. And she insists that it was because of that little fertilizer on top.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
Yeah,
I think that's...
Really? Okay, because nothing else has come out, just those two little sections. It's a big, huge tree now, bush.
Yeah.
But...
loquat trees are great.
Is that possible?
Yeah, oh, sure it is. Oh, no, any plant, you know, who may have been suffering from a nutritional deficiency, you know, is going to perk up after you put that fertilizer on it. And I think I would say you did absolutely the right thing. Now, be careful about one thing. Those loquat trees are susceptible to fire blight. And fire blight looks like somebody took a little blowtorch to a portion of that tree. Not much one can do about it except to kind of prune those areas off. Doesn't always happen, but that is the one thing that I have found will affect those loquat trees. Oh, well, it's not the one thing. The other thing is the birds and the squirrels. You have to.
Mockingbirds love.
Oh, they do. Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
But I've only had a couple dead leaves here, Mike, here and there. I mean, completely brown dead. But this thing's about 14 feet high and probably either 10 feet across. So first time it's bloomed.
Well, I would continue.
I was going to put a nail in it.
Well, hey, go see Sam. He's got some in his garage.
Right. Along with Dan, you can go ahead and tell me, because this is Michael from the West Side, which we all know is
the West Side is the best side, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you got to remember me. I've talked to you before, so you can go ahead and say what you want to say, like you said to Dan. Go ahead, I'm ready.
I'm going to go all horticulture on you and say, use that fertilizer you did in the spring. I want you to use it again probably early fall. And be sure you get, is that big a tree? Once again, be sure you get out past the drip line of that loquat with your fertilizer. And really, it's probably like some trees that like it. You need to use more fertilizer than you think. If you measure from drip line to drip line, in other words, go right through the tree, say it's 10 feet, say it's 15 feet, use 1 pound for every foot and spread it evenly under the drip line of the tree, water, 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 spring and fall.
Yeah.
And I think that'll help you.
I think I'm just going to cut that thing down and just buy loquats because that's a little too.
Well, you may want to do that, but you might want to check things. You might want to check things at home before you start cutting down that loquat tree because that wasn't your idea to start with. Remember?
Oh boy, that's too funny. Okay, gents, I really enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Michael. All right, we're gonna take our.
God bless Dan and Michael.
Yes, definitely. Stick a nail in it. That's the key for today. We've got another call. I've got text coming in, 850-437-1620. We're going to take our first commercial break. We'll be right back with more Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on Pensacola Expert Panel.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals, and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel, the Garden Line with your host Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and your texts, 850-437-1620. Got a text in here about fertilizing trees and bushes. It's the Trees and Bush show, Bushes show here on this Tuesday. Do you sprinkle the fertilizer on top of the pine straw or mulch, or do you pull the pine straw back and fertilize directly onto the dirt?
I think, you know, if your pine straw isn't too thick, which generally it's not, it's
usually, right.
You know, if we put it down in the spring, it's kind of compacted down. Yeah. I think you can put it right on top of the pine straw and water it in. Watering it in is the key.
Right. Okay.
Because you do need to get it down into the dirt, into the roots. But I think that's the way to do it.
Okay.
I think if you go take all your shrubs and pull the pine straw out and fertilize it and put it back, that's probably a chore you shouldn't have to do.
Right.
I think you just put it on top. But be sure you use the right amount. For example, azaleas are really your basic shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
We always do in the spring, you know, a tight handful for every foot of height. Mm-hmm. 3 foot azalea, 3 tight handfuls. As we get into the fall, you go half of that. Mm-hmm. And that when I say the fall, September, October. And that's what I would do.
Right.
But I don't think you need to move that pine straw. I think that's a lot of work that's probably unnecessary.
Right. It'll get through. All right. Real quick, do you have any tips for we were talking about bottle brush earlier. Do you know how to get them to stop growing up from the bottom of the plant?
Well, generally on bottle brush, it's a basic shrub that is going to grow. I'm trying to see if I can find the right words here. That shouldn't be a problem,
right,
with a bottle brush. Now, if you want it to not have growth at the bottom, in other words, you will kind of want to make it, for lack of a better word, a topiary.
Mm-hmm.
Just clip it off. It won't hurt a thing.
All right.
Will not hurt a thing.
Okay.
And a lot of people like that. So you've got an exposed trunk and then, of course, all the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun way to do it. We do that for a lot of trees. One of the most common trees that does that is a ligustrum. The ligustrums will come up from the bottom all the time, but before I'll go personal on you here, I've got a ligustrum tree to the right of my house, kind of in a curved bed, very tall. It's at least 10 feet tall, but I like to show the exposed trunk with the top. So during the summer, probably every month or so, I have to get out there with some clippers and just clip all that bottom growth off.
Okay.
And it's that simply for aesthetics.
Right.
It doesn't hurt anything. Some people want it to all be solid. Just let it go.
Yeah.
But if you want that look, no, cut it off. And a bottle brush is no exception.
All right. And caller, you're on the line. I think we've got a couple jokes right real quick before we get to our next commercial break. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Mr. Williams.
Got jokes. You're scaring me here.
Hey, do you know where George's Corner is?
Where George's Corner is?
Mm-hmm.
No.
When's the last time you broke down in the bay, run out of gas?
It's been a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 years?
That's maybe about right.
Maybe 25?
I don't know.
Is this from the past? Yeah, is this somebody
sure.
you've met?
I'm not sure where we're going
I'm
here.
I'm the fireman that saved you.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm with you now. You bring back the memories. Yeah. Did I properly thank you for that?
You know what the ultimate joke is?
What?
What's that?
Bill's got a 32K memory. I've got a 64K memory. But at least we have memory.
Exactly.
It just runs slow.
That's very philosophical. That's very good. Very good. No, we go way back in time, and I'll say thank you for rescuing us in our boating problems.
I'm glad you never paved my Bohemian Road. But I want to tell you straight up, I work from the ground up in landscaping, and I totally disagree putting too much nitrogen on a tree.
Why?
It's unnecessary. And nitrogen is probably the most expensive part of most fertilizers.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because some fertilizers should be very low nitrogen. I look at what the old farmers used to put on all their vegetable plants was a 4-12-12. 4% nitrogen, exactly. So there are some plants that like that low nitrogen.
But you know the one tree that does like a lot of nitrogen?
What is that?
And you're talking marijuana.
Yep, they do like some nitrogen.
Hey, I don't know. You want to know how I know?
Not really. Not really. But
I still have the T-shirt, okay?
I hear you.
Hey, I think, and I will say this on public radio.
This is public radio.
I think all this marijuana legislation and all, I think it's a slap to humanity.
Mm. Hey, I hate to cut you off, man, but we got to get to a commercial break. I got to pay some bills, man. All right, so we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
All right. We have just had so many calls and texts. Our time management is a little off today, so we're going to get right to our Fox News break. And we'll come back with Mr. Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line right after this. Keep your calls and texts coming in. 850-437-1620. We're going to be talking about some baby ginger from a neighbor's plant. So taking ginger from a baby plant.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden at a White House event today will announce new legal protections for about 500,000 undocumented migrants.
For a new pathway to U.S. citizenship, a person must be married to a U.S. citizen, have lived in the USA for 10 years, and they must not pose a threat to public safety. This has the Biden campaign manager in Wilmington saying, Families belong together. It's that simple.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The biggest risk for extreme heat today is in the upper Midwest. A lot of daily high temperature records are going to fall this week. More public pools are open today in Philadelphia.
I've been waiting for like a year, actually, since it closed for it to open back up. Because it's been getting hot, really hot some days.
There's also a tropical storm warning for the Texas Gulf Coast. Singer-actor Justin Timberlake's arrested, accused of driving while intoxicated on New York's Long Island. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Officials at Pensacola's International Airport say a total of 6,700 passengers were screened last Saturday. That's the most in a single day since 2019. It's also the most of all time.
Despite that count, our average wait time at security was under 8 minutes, and the longest hour-by-hour wait that we have is 20. So if you're there an hour before your flight, even though we ask you to be there too, you would have made your flight.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says record-breaking days and weekends are now just par for the course at the Pensacola Airport. And he calls it Exhibit A on why the terminal expansion project continues to top the city's priority list. Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown has now been released from jail on $50,000 bond. He was arrested yesterday on manslaughter by culpable negligence charges relating to the death of his wife, Hillary. Investigators say he was performing surgery when she went into cardiac arrest.
He ran out of lidocaine in one, IV bag, and he ran out of it and then mixed some other stuff in a bowl and then pulled it out with a syringe and then injected her with it. And then she began to seize. And then the real problem was she began to seize. And then the nurses in the room wanted to call 911, and he said, no, we'll handle it. And obviously they did not handle it, and she ended up passing away.
And that's Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. He says his deputies aren't trained in medical investigations, so they worked hand-in-hand with the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office as they investigated that case. It is 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Breezy day today with winds coming in from the east. 40% chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain. High near 90. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. 50% chance of rain on Thursday with a high near 92. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 78 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. Your next news at 10, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The orange juice industry is in crisis due to extreme weather, persistent supply constraints, and a citrus disease known as greening. Prices started to surge to an all-time high last month after research center Fundus Citrus warned that Brazil, the world's largest producer and exporter of orange juice, was likely to register one of its worst orange harvests in 30 years. The crisis has even prompted some orange juice manufacturers to explore whether alternative fruits such as mandarins, apples, and pears can be used to make the drink. According to Intuit Credit Karma, 80% of Americans say they felt a notable increase in the cost of groceries. Since the start of the pandemic, grocery prices have risen a solid 25%. Roughly a quarter of respondents say that they have had to sacrifice other needs like rent or bills to pay for groceries. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials up 35, the NASDAQ down 13. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
June the 18th, 1948. From the corner of Palafox and Cervantes Street in Pensacola, this is 1620 Radio News. Well, there is good news in education today, and it fronts right here on the northeast corner of this intersection. Moments ago, School Superintendent A.S. Edwards, along with school board members O.J. Sims and Harvey Bizzell, told newsmen that the large former residence here will become the home for the new Pensacola Pensacola Junior College when classes begin in September. And best of all, the lease cost for the building has been paid in full by Mr. Jim Allen, superintendent of the St. Regis Paper Company plant at Cantona. Mr. Allen, a deep believer in education, told school officials months ago that he would try to find a suitable building and make it available this first year, and he has done so. The building, the former home of the Aiken family, is 2.5 stories tall and has what should be plenty of room for classrooms, offices, and laboratories.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts today. It's been an unusual
Garden Line, Jake.
It has been an interesting morning, to say the very least. 850-437-1620. I guess go ahead and call and text in, and we'll do our best here. We do have a text here. Would like to know what the benefit of having a bug or insect house in your garden would be. What would having an insect house or a bug house in your garden, is that like an Airbnb where they show up and they're so busy like hanging out, watching Netflix, that they don't eat your plants? How does that work?
I'm not sure how that works, Jake. I'm really not. I'm not sure exactly where we're coming from on that.
Okay. Again, just right with the same.
But I would like to know. I mean, I think that's a very legitimate text. Are they collecting the insects to get rid of them, or
okay? So from my
beneficial
quick,
from, insects that they're trying to collect, I don't know.
So from my crack investigative skills here, adding a bug hotel, also called a bug house, to your garden makes for a fun and creative way to encourage biodiversity. Bug hotels provide shelter and nesting sites to native and migratory solitary insects. As most gardeners could tell you, these tiny creatures are crucial. Most plants depend on pollinators.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Okay.
Insofar as protecting and encouraging the pollinators.
Right.
But by the same token, once you have this well-established, beautiful landscape, there are many insects that you do not want any part
right.
of.
Yeah.
And you have to control them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've never heard of the insect hotel.
Right.
It's very interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. We did a little research on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess you collect some of the pollinators, you think?
You put something in there that maybe attracts them? I don't know.
I don't know. That's very, very interesting.
Interesting.
Whoever sent us that text, elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Haven't seen that one on Zillow yet.
No.
The bug hotel.
Remember the Roach Hotel, remember? They check in but can't check out. Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm reading one here. Hey, Mike. I think Jake has put in his time to become savvy about the pantyhose legend. Teach him and the new listeners about the pantyhose. Is this where the potatoes, where you put potatoes in pantyhose? I think I heard that.
No.
Okay.
I thought I had outlived that one. I really did.
This is Janet texted in to let
Janet,
us know about
okay.
that.
Okay, well, Janet.
She's a longtime listener.
Oh, we love Janet. She does a great job. It really is kind of interesting because back in the day, mm-hmm. We dealt with caladium bulbs. That's where all this came from, with caladium bulbs.
Okay.
Whereas you dig them up at the end of the growing season, usually in October, November, and you put them somewhere where they will stay dry and have a little air circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the day, we used to say the best way to keep them dry and keep the air circulation is put them in a set of pantyhose and hang them in your garage. Well, that set off a firestorm, of Texas and jokes and what have you. I still think it's a good idea, but but here's the other thing. The Caladiums lately in the last couple of years, in many cases, and in my cases, where I used to dig them up, are coming back year after year. Don't exactly know which environmental condition is causing that.
Right.
Maybe the lack of cold weather, I would think, would have done that. So don't need the pantyhose anymore.
Okay.
But I'll never forget. Somebody it was Jenna.
Jenna,
yeah. Yeah, Jenna gave me for Christmas some a set of pantyhose with some caladium bulbs in it. And it was well received. So Janet, thank you so much for remembering that one.
Yeah.
But if you're going to dig up your caladium bulbs, maybe a croaker sack might be better. You wouldn't get as much trouble on that one.
Right.
But, you know, maybe the pantyhose still holds true.
Right. Yeah, we just all want
Kind of a day, Jake.
It has. Yeah, our pantyhose is not holding today. all right, real quick about that text I talked about before the break. How do you get a baby ginger from a neighbor's plant who offered it?
Well, ginger is a great plant. It's very colorful, and they do very well here, and they go dormant in the winter. I would think those bulbs underneath the ground are going to kind of a rhizome. They're going to multiply. In the winter, dig them up. Dig one up, and that's a good way to share. A little bit like, I'm going to compare, this is not horticulturally correct, to daylilies. A lot of people grow daylilies. As a matter of fact, there's a great daylily society here. But in the wintertime, when you can separate them, and give your neighbor, you know, a very pretty daylily for Christmas to plant so it comes up in the spring. And maybe the same thing here.
All right. All right, our next text here, they're wanting to know about monkey rash. It's turning yellow and seems to be rotting at the base. Any ideas?
Monkey grass.
It says monkey rash. I guess that was an autocorrect.
I don't know what that was.
Help me out, folks. I'm struggling today.
No, we're going to the other, we call it liriope. How's that?
Okay, yeah. It looks like a big, tall grass plant.
It's liriope.
Okay. Monkey rash.
Yeah.
My monkey rash turned yellow. Got to go to the doctor.
Wow.
I think there's a penicillin shot for that. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know either. Okay, but here. I've all been to college. Here we are.
Okay.
Sometimes this heat
liriope
can get to that liriope.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, lack of water can do it. Now, you don't need to water monkey grass liriope, I'll call it, all the time. And sometimes it depends on which type of monkey grass it is. You can do the evergreen giant, which is very hardy and really does not turn yellow like that. The traditional liriope, which will sometimes have the same effect that the texter is talking about. Or you've got Aztec grass, which is a variegated liriope, which does have some problems with the heat and will turn yellow. And generally what you do, in my opinion, if you get through the growing season and it's just really not very attractive, a lot of it's turned yellow, in the winter, get a pair of scissors out and cut it back. Cut it back to, my goodness, maybe 3 to 4 inches. And with sharp scissors, and it should come back strong next year.
There is two liriope plants, I guess you could say, on either side of the walkway coming out of my apartment. And those things grow, I mean, they have to come cut them like all the time. They're just, they really grow fast there.
Well,
so.
Liriope is a great ground cover.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the New Baptist Hospital, the landscaping there, which is really world class, they've got areas of just hundreds and hundreds of liriope. Monkey grass, if you will.
Right.
And it just makes for a beautiful, soft, low ground cover. So, yes. But I would consider that pruning of that monkey grass if you're having that discoloration. And watch your water, too. Do, you know, not every day, maybe not as much as you water your lawn, but at least once a week in this dry weather we're having might keep that from happening.
All right. We're going to get to our next commercial break. Real quick, though, Catherine texted in, a longtime listener.
Catherine, I need you today.
I know. I need you bad. She's giving us a good tip. She said that you can plant marigolds around your vegetables to help keep those bugs away that we were talking about.
Exactly. And she's right.
Yeah.
Very good, because marigolds, supposedly, if you plant those around your vegetables, will take care of some of the insects, but specifically, it will help with the nematode problem, which will affect the roots of your vegetables. It's kind of a microscopic little worm that gets in there. Nematodes are, quite frankly, in sandy soil all over the world. And so you've really got to put the marigolds around, and that will help inhibit the nematodes. Also, buy the tomato plants. Remember we talked about VFN, the initials for buying tomato plants? The V and the F are type of diseases that if you have a tomato plant that has a VFN designation, it'll kind of keep that fungus away to some extent. Okay. But the N stands for nematodes.
Oh, okay.
So that means that a tomato plant is resistant to the nematode problem.
Nice.
But don't neglect the marigolds, because if nothing else, it looks really cool to have those marigolds planted around there. Hey, Catherine, thank you very much.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
All right.
As always.
437-1620. Get your calls and texts in. We're running out of time already. It's getting up to the line here. So let us know if you have any questions, comments. 437-1620. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts. We'll be right back after this message from one of our sponsors, Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620, if you want to join the conversation. I think, did you say your name was Tommy from Pensacola, is that right?
Yes.
All right, Tommy, you said you had a comment. What's your comment today?
Yeah, it's just a report and a comment. I drug my feet. I'm putting my 1608 on my zoysia lawn just a little over a week ago. And was concerned that I might have waited too long, but just want to let you know that I've got it watered in good, and with the rain we had, it has gone great.
Mm.
Well,
it's greened up and it's just doing really well.
That is great. As a matter of fact, if you just did it in what you say the last week or so,
yes,
I think you're fine. I think that's really pretty good. For Zoysia and St. Augustine, I like to give it a mid-summer, usually July, feed. But you're putting that fertilizer on in, let's say, 1st of June. I think it's just fine. And absolutely, what is happening to people who have done that, who have fertilized in May and June, which is not a bad way to do it, the growth of the grass is going nuts. Mm-hmm. It really is. You can almost watch it grow. And which lends itself to a discussion of how to maintain that grass that's growing so fast. And it's just very simple rules that we always follow. Never cut off more than a third of the blade of grass, which means if you're going to mow your St. Augustine high, and even if you're going to mow that Zoysia lower, you need to get out there once a week. Really, you let it go much further than that, and you're going to have to cut off more than a third of the blade, especially St. Augustine. And that's just not the best way to do it. But you continue for St. Augustine to mow it high. Mow it at 4 inches. Mow it once a week. Never cut off more than a third. And you're in business. And if you haven't fertilized yet, like this gentleman has, think about, my goodness, we're in the middle of June. In the next couple, 3 weeks, go out with that 16-4-8 again on your St. Augustine and your Zoysia. Don't do it on centipede. Centipede does not want all that extra nitrogen in the summer. Use some mill organite, which is an organic material, mid-season on the centipede, or quite frankly, don't do anything at all. You could skip it and come back with your winterizer, your 10-5-14 in the fall. So, yes, I appreciate the comment. I appreciate that about that fertilization and what it's doing to the grass. With your watering and with the rain we've had, it's doing just what it's supposed to do.
Yep.
Good for you. Thanks for the call. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you, Tommy.
Yes.
All right. Have a good rest of your day, and congratulations on that grass. Get out there and mow it. You know, Snoop Dogg, he always mows his lawn high. Anyway, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, comments, jokes.
Did you get a text from
bad
him?
Jokes? No, that was me. That was all off the old noggin here.
Very good.
Right out of the old noggin.
Very good. Okay.
All right. Get your texts and calls in. We only have a few moments left with Mike Wiggins. So, Mike, before you came in here today, I know you probably had something written down that you wanted to talk to us about.
I did.
Now that we're at, about 7 minutes left in the day here, what would that be? What could some of that be?
Going to talk about it next week.
Okay, all right.
So what I wanted to talk about was a subject we had talked about before on our show about planting in containers where you have the thriller, the spiller, and the thriller, spiller. You have the thriller, the filler, and the spiller.
The thriller, the filler, and the spiller.
But I'm going to leave that alone
Okay. Until
next week because our friend Daniel Leonard, who's an extension director over in Calhoun County, has written a really great 2-page article on that where he recommends which plants should be the thriller, which should be the filler, and which should be the spiller.
Now I get
it. But it may take a little longer to talk about that than we've got. So what I think we ought to do, Jake, is maybe just kind of do a lightning round here here in midsummer. Some of the things that we need to do are some things we don't need to do.
All right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back and get that as we wrap up with Mike Wiggins, Garden Line. Don't go anywhere.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See gallerynightpensacola.org. The Busch Light Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See PensacolaSports.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All right, Pensacola's expert panel, News Radio Pensacola. We got about 3 minutes or so left. Mike, go ahead. I'll let you go.
Well, I'm just going to lightning round this. Yep. You have some weeds in your yard. You want to control them? Mm-hmm. Spray them? Yep. Weed killer? Don't. Okay. Too hot? Just don't do it. Mm. Do everything else right, just like we've talked about this morning. If you've got time to fertilize, go ahead and do that. Mow it right. Water it right. And you'll be okay. That'll especially if on St. Augustine, if you mow it high, that'll crowd out some of those weeds. But you simply cannot use weed killer when we're in 90 degrees. Don't do it. What you can do is if you have St. Augustine and you have not put lime on it in the last, say, 2 to 3 years, go ahead and put lime on it right now. About 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet will work. But once again, like we talked about fertilizing, you don't want to fertilize and put lime on within 2 weeks of each other. That they tie each other up chemically. You don't want to do that. Okay, here's let me tell you, Jake, my little appointment I've got this afternoon with a tree surgeon. It's time to have your trees, especially your oak trees, thinned out. You look at the weather over here on one of our monitors, and you've got a system off in the Atlantic. You've got a system in the Gulf. Luckily, it looks like they're not coming our way, but it's that time of year, and you just need to, for example, on those live oaks, thin them out. You don't want your live oak to act like the sail on a sailboat that catches a 90-mile-an-hour wind and blows the tree over.
Right.
Losing the tree would be bad enough. Having it land in your living room would be worse.
Yeah.
So, good idea to call the tree surgeon. I got a gentleman coming out. We're going to talk about it this afternoon. I recommend anybody doing that. That is really, really important. Insofar as the tropicals we talked about, Jake, we talked about them the other day, and there's one or two we left off. We talked about hibiscus and bush daisies and copper plants, mandevillas and all of that. But we left off Thai plants, which are great. Matter of fact, when we go to our container, our thriller, filler, and spiller, Thai plants can be very important insofar as making that happen. Alamandas, great. Lantana, vicia, bagosa, great plants we talked about that bloom in the hot weather here in Pensacola that we can enjoy. Jake, it's been quite a show.
It has been.
I've done this for years now, and I've never quite had one like this.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Top the pantyhose show, but well, it's getting close.
I don't know if it's going to be the best of the garden line, but but we tried.
Right, exactly. Mike, thank you so much.
You bet, Jake.
It's been the garden line. We got Pep Talk with Jake Walker coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Pensacola.